96.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time, it's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The U.S. and China agree to hold a conference on artificial intelligence during high-level talks in Beijing today.
We'll share our respective views on the risks and safety concerns around advanced AI and how best to manage.
Secretary of State Blinken says he and President Xi Jinping also made progress on military communications and the issue of fentanyl. But differences remain. The Manchester China Institute's Peter Gries.
The funding for Taiwan is something that angers Beijing significantly. The Xi Jinping administration has made reunification with Taiwan central to its promise to the Chinese people of achieving the China dream of prosperity and respect.
A high school athletic director near Baltimore has been arrested for allegedly using new software to manufacture an offensive audio clip. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Baltimore County detectives say Dezon Darien used artificial intelligence to create a recording using samples of the principal's voice.
We need ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag.
That made it sound as if the principal was disparaging black students and Jews.
It caused an uproar when it was posted to Instagram in January. Campus protests are spreading to more schools across the country. Police use chemical irritants on pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Emory University in Atlanta. Students like this one at Northwestern are demanding schools divest in companies with ties to Israel.
The university simply does not tell us where our funds are going, where tuition dollars are going, and that is unacceptable.
The U.S. Army's begun work on a floating pier with the goal of getting food aid into Gaza. Correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials say they expect the operation to begin in the first week of May, delivering 90 truckloads of supplies a day and building up to 150 a day.
The Israeli war cabinet expected to resume hostage negotiations with Egypt today. A day after the Supreme Court heard arguments on former President Trump's claims of absolute immunity, he'll be back at court in New York at his criminal hush money trial, where his lawyers will get a chance to question the former National Enquirer publisher. David Peckers testified about a catch-and-kill scheme to buy negative stories about Mr. Trump and bury them. More of the nation's milk supply has turned up positive for flu. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
After the FDA said it found viral fragments of bird flu in commercially sold milk, a federal order mandated that all dairy cows be tested. And the results are extensive, with traces found in one in five samples of pasteurized milk.
S&P futures up 36. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
W295BD and W256EB.
With over 25 years of expertise in the real estate industry, Lisa Gay Realty has been dedicated to the art of transforming houses into homes since 1996. Our commitment to providing unparalleled service and guiding clients through every step of the home buying process sets us apart. Trust in our experience and let us help you find your dream home. Contact Lisa Gay Realty today to get started on your journey to home ownership. LisaGay.com.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning.
Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin.
The attorneys in the Crystal Rogers case have agreed on a proposal to move the trial away from Bardstown to Christian County. According to Kevin Coleman, Joseph Lawson's attorney, the change still must be approved by the judge. A court order confirms that the parties have agreed to the change in venue and states the judge wants to view the proposed facility by the attorneys before making a final decision. If for some reason the proposed venue is not suitable for trial, the judge will provide additional proceedings to find the right venue, according to the order. A man was hurt in a stabbing yesterday afternoon in Danville. Police responded to the skate park at Millennium Park in Danville around 4 o'clock yesterday for reports of a stabbing. 30-year-old Levi Cook was found suffering from a stab wound to the back. Police say witnesses on the scene identified a suspect, 32-year-old Justin Green of Junction City, who was immediately detained by police. Officers determined a fight had broke out between the two men, and Green allegedly took out a knife and stabbed Cook. The knife was found under a front seat of a car near the scene. Cook was transported to a local hospital, then airlifted to UK Hospital. No word on his condition. Green was charged with assault and tampering with physical evidence. The University of Kentucky celebrated the beginning of construction of a brand new UK Cancer and Advanced Ambulatory building yesterday morning. University and state leaders joined together to break ground on the 550,000 square foot project located on South Limestone at the intersection of State Street and University Avenue. The center will combine multiple parts of the UK Markey Cancer Center under one roof, including chemotherapy, radiation, oncology, a pharmacy, as well as space for dining, retail, and meditation. The $781 million project is expected to take 3 years to complete. It comes as Markey saw an increase in patient visits of 57% in the last decade. And a Harrodsburg man won $50,000 after purchasing a ticket for the fourth largest Powerball jackpot in history. The man, who wishes to remain anonymous, told lottery officials he was one number off from winning the $1.3 billion jackpot. After checking his numbers the following morning, the man discovered he had matched four white balls and the Powerball to win the game's third prize of $50,000. After taxes, he walked away with $36,000 and told lottery officials he plans to use some of the money for an upcoming trip and to pay off bills. The agent that sold the ticket, the Kroger on South College Street in Harrodsburg, will get $500 for selling the winning ticket. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
In other news, the family of an EMT killed in a crash has filed a lawsuit. April of this year, Chastain McWhorter died when the ambulance he was working in crashed into a box truck in Garrett County. The lawsuit contends that the driver of the box truck was not operating in a safe manner, leading to the death of McWhorter. Police in central Kentucky are warning residents of a new phone scam. The call states that the victim was selected for jury duty and needs to make restitution for missing said jury duty. The caller ID on these scam calls often show the same number as legitimate law enforcement agencies. The scammers are asking people to pay the fines with gift cards or money orders. Officials say legal fines or fees are never paid in such a manner. If you receive such a call, simply hang up. If you have questions, call the law enforcement agency directly with concerns. And a pet owner says she is heartbroken and looking for answers. Kaylee Lundy dropped her 5-year-old Chow off at a Petco in Bowling Green to be groomed, but the animal ended up collapsing and dying. The dog owner says she went to the animal hospital soon after getting the call. The veterinarian says the animal was unresponsive when she was brought into their care and likely suffered a heat stroke. Petco's corporate office say the employee involved in the groom didn't follow protocol and was fired. Petco has offered a settlement, stating that the victim no longer discusses the situation, but she has declined. A GoFundMe page has been started to help fight the company and what they did to her dog. That's been another look at some of the news. Sports and weather when we return.
Are you considering braces? Dr. Henry offers clear aligner therapy in addition to traditional silver braces for both children and adults. Call the office at 859-498-1347 and schedule your consultation or stop on by. Henry Dental is located at 541 Willen Way here in Mount Sterling, right next to the Dairy Queen. Let Dr. Henry help you get that smile you deserve. I got my smile at Dr. Henry's, and I've never been happier. Call him today.
Tall Funeral Homes in Mount Sterling and Frenchburg have been serving the Gateway area for generations. They still believe in putting your wishes first, and they want to help tell your loved one's story. No one likes to talk about funeral planning, but the friendly staff at Tall Funeral Homes can make it easier. Visit tallfuneralhome.com or call 498-2400. Tall Funeral Homes on Main Street in Mount Sterling and in Frenchburg. tallfuneralhome.com.
Time now for a look at sports. Alvin Brooks III has joined the Kentucky men's basketball coaching staff as associate head coach. He spent the last 8 seasons as the top assistant for Baylor, the 2021 national champions. He is a 20-year coaching veteran in the collegiate level. Brooks just completed his 8th season as assistant at Baylor. The Bears went 194-72 during Brooks' tenure, including a 94-46 record in Big 12 action, 12-5 in NCAA tournament games, and 22-15 against a Associated Press top 10 ranked foes. The NFL draft attendees are down for the 3rd straight year. When the draft was held in Kansas City last year, 17 players were in attendance. The year prior, 22 prospects were present to hear their name called. This year, only 13 chose to celebrate their big night in the Motor City, representing a decline in draft attendees for the 3rd straight year. And the Cincinnati Reds wrapped up their stand with the Philadelphia Phillies, losing by a score of 5-0. The Reds will start a series with the Rangers. First pitch at 8:05 tonight. You can hear the action on 96.3 FM WIVY. In high school baseball yesterday, Bourbon County over Montgomery County in a shutout, 6-0. It was Powell over Estill, 8-6. Paris over Berea in a shutout, 11-0 in 5. And West Carter over Morgan County in a shutout, 10-0 in 5. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball from yesterday, East Carter over Morgan County, 15-0 in 3. East Jessamine beats Bourbon County, 19-4. Elliott, a winner over Prestonsburg in a doubleheader, both games in 5 innings, winning 1, 5-3, the other 7-4. Fleming beats Menifee County in a shutout, 20-0 in 5 innings. Lewis County over West Carter, 15-0 in 4. Montgomery County over George Rogers Clark, 15-2 in 6 innings. Nicholas County over Paris, 10-3. And Round County a winner over Bath County, 12-4. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thundershower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight. The clouds linger, low and mid 50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday.
Thank you, Bill. Our report continues after this.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Convenience, service, and performance. 3 words that say it all about the Murphy Realty Group. Their offices on North Maysville Road are convenient with plenty of parking, and you'll feel welcome from the moment you walk through the doors. You'll get an answer from Brenda and the staff 24/7 when you need help with your real estate needs. Experience does matter, and they say thanks to those who have trusted that experience to make the Murphy Realty Group the number one real estate agency in the Gateway area. Know them, trust them, and call them at the Murphy Realty Group.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. Robert Bobby Carroll, 68, of Olivelle, passed away last Sunday at his home. He was an electrician and technician for over 35 years, member of the Apostolic Tabernacle in Elliottville. Survived by his wife of 52 years, Bonnie Carroll, daughters Loretta Carroll and Stacy Campbell, granddaughter Alyssa Stewart, several great-grandchildren, three sisters, and an aunt. Funeral services 11 a.m. this morning at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Junior OUAM Cemetery. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home in Olive Hill. Caring for arrangements for Robert Bobby Carroll. Ethel Dolly Fugit Foreman, 86, of Moorhead, the widow of Douglas Foreman, passed away Tuesday at her residence after an extended illness. Survived by her son, Dougie Foreman, grandson, Sean Foreman, sister, Alita Butcher, along with other family and friends. Services 11 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Northcutt and Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow in the Forest Lawn Memorial Gardens. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Northcutt and Son Home for funerals caring for arrangements for Ethel Dolly Fugit Foreman. Christopher Chucky Langford, 52, of Owingsville, passed away April 9th at UK Hospital in Lexington. He was a Harlan County native, employee of Mountain View Estates, and member of the Moores Ferry Church of Christ. Survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, several cousins, and friends. A memorial service, 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Moores Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lick. Visitation 1 p.m. till time of service. The Henson and Rich Funeral Home caring for arrangements for Christopher Chucky Langford. And John Mays, 46, of Owingsville, passed away Wednesday. Survivors include his mother, Brenda Mays, fiancée Whitney Strange, son Mason Mays, and sister Jessica Bowling. Services 11 a.m. Monday in the chapel of the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Owingsville. Burial to follow in the Owingsville Cemetery. Visitation 5 to 9 p.m. Sunday at the funeral home. The Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Owingsville, caring for arrangements for John Mays. That's been a look at Gateway Area death notices. A final look at news is next.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients, the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold by Cork and Steel, you'll have that winning team. Jim and Nick Shaw and their crews have the experience to do the job right. Comfort Maker equipment from Cork and Steel will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
The Red Tag Sales event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
The Goddard Covered Bridge in Fleming County is temporarily closed for traffic due to repairs. Motorists needing to access Goddard Bridge Road from Kentucky 32 should reroute using the nearby Goddard Road until further notice. The annual tree seedling giveaway will be held today, sponsored by the Montgomery County Conservation District at 504 Willen Way in Mount Sterling. Persimmon, Eastern Redbud, Pin Oak, and White Pine are available. The event will run 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. First come, first served basis and limits on number of trees per household. A Main Street cleanup will take place tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, starting at Main Street Park. An Earth Day celebration will take place at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the Morehead State University Gala will be held this Saturday at the Adrian Doran University Center. This is a fundraising event for the MSU Foundation. Tickets and more information available by searching the MSU Gala online or on Facebook. And that's been a look at some of the news this 26th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
In need of new furniture, appliances, or bedding? Then shop Vinson & Sons on the Mount Sterling Bypass, where you'll find sofas, love seats, recliners, and lift chairs by Southern Motion and Best Home Furnishings, Von Bassett Bedrooms, American Bedding, and Dutch Craft Mattress Sets. Vinson & Sons has a large selection of Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Speed Queen appliances. Shop Vinson & Sons on the Mount Sterling Bypass for quality home furnishings built to last.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Andy Ryan, your Mount Sterling Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's important to you. Call me, Andy Ryan, at 859-498-2863 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Tracy Carroll at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange. Gold prices have hit all-time highs, and there's no better time to sell your scrap gold and coins than now. We buy broken jewelry, used jewelry, and coins. Come turn those items into cash today. We also buy silver jewelry, silver coins, and old silver money as well. So come see me today at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange, located at 211 Young Lane, Suite 1 in Mount Sterling, directly behind Hardee's, and let us put cash in your hand today.
The 2024-25 FAFSA is changing. Students complete the FAFSA to apply for financial aid to help pay for college. What's changing? The FAFSA is more user-friendly and more students will be eligible for aid than ever before. Because of the changes, the FAFSA may not be available until late December 2023. What's not changing? There's help. There are KIA counselors and others who are ready to help you complete the FAFSA. You're not in this alone. For more info, text MONEY to 1-800-928-8926. Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
Serving in Afghanistan, I was hit by sniper fire, and I was given a 5% chance to live. It's a good thing math wasn't my best subject. Today, I visit classrooms and share my story. I tell kids that with a little help and a lot of work, that you can overcome any challenge.
DAV helps veterans like Adam get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year.
My victory is being there for the next generation.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Vox Views on University of Kentucky Sports is on the air. Featuring seven-time Kentucky Sports Writer of the Year, Larry Vaught.
Kentucky fans have been thrilled overall with what Mark Pope has done since taking over as the new UK basketball coach. He said the right things to get fans excited and has shown he will likely have plenty of interactions with fans in ways no other UK coach really has. However, Scott Padgett, Pope's former teammate at Kentucky, believes that UK fans should be just as excited about what Pope brings from a coaching standpoint. Padgett is a former head coach at Samford and current assistant coach at Mississippi State, and he says Mark Pope has a great reputation among other coaches and is very well respected because of his work ethic. Padgett says he has never met a person who's had anything bad to say about Pope as a coach or person. Padgett said the same infectious energy and positivity that made Pope such a good teammate also makes him a terrific coach. On top of that, Padgett says Pope is very, very intelligent with his basketball knowledge.
Vaught's Views will return in a moment.
Did you know that our Kentucky State Parks attract nearly 6.7 million visitors annually? The park system has 44 state parks, including 17 resort parks, 19 recreational parks, 8 historic sites, 1 rail trail, 1 state scenic trail, 13 amazing golf courses, 34 pools and beaches, 15 marinas, and 30 campgrounds. When's the last time you visited one of Kentucky's state parks? Or maybe you never have. This year, Kentucky State Parks is celebrating its 100th anniversary, marking a century of providing natural beauty, outdoor recreation, and hospitality to visitors near and far.
Getting used to SEC competition and coaches will require some adjustments for Mark Pope. It will not be a big problem, according to Scott Padgett, who says Pope will get the lay of the land very quickly. It's the same with recruiting. Pope will be able to pursue more elite athletes in Kentucky, and Padgett knows what a huge advantage that Kentucky brand brings because he has had to recruit against the Wildcats. Padgett believes any recruit will quickly realize how much Pope loves Kentucky, and that's also a huge, huge plus in recruiting.
Find more from Larry at yoursportsedge.com.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual